was a time when King Basenadi came to see the Buddha in the middle of the day. And the Buddha asked him, "Where are you coming from? What have you been doing?" And the king said, in a burst of real frankness, "Oh, the typical things of a king who is obsessed with power, wants to maintain his rule over the country." And the Buddha said, "Suppose there was someone to come from the east, say there was a mountain moving in, crushing all living beings in its path. This was a reliable person telling you this. Another reliable person from the south said, there's a mountain moving in from the south. One from the west, one from the north. With this horrible destruction of human life, what would you do?" The king said, "What else can I do but Dharma practice?" The Buddha said, in the same way I warned you, that aging, illness, and death are moving in, crushing all living beings in their path. What are you going to do? And the king said, "Well, what else but Dharma practice? Because that's the only thing we have. Our bodies are subject to the elements. Fortunately, the mountains don't move in on us, although they could shake us up a bit. But fire can come, floods can come, winds can come, overpower this little body that we have. What are you going to have left? We have the good that you've done and also the bad things you've done. So why add any more bad things onto your life? Do only the good things that you can see are really skillful. That way you can prepare so that when the body gets crushed by aging, illness, and death, you have something left over, something of value left over, something you really depend on. This is what it means to have a practice of mindfulness of death. You're not thinking of death, 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 death all the time. You think about death and you realize, I'm going to do some good. I've got this moment right here, right now. So whatever goodness you can do, you do it. And when you find yourself getting lazier, getting lax, okay, remind yourself, I could die at any moment. That helps to encourage you to keep on practicing. So mindfulness of death is motivation for doing good. It's also where we focus on the present moment. The present moment is not necessarily a wonderful moment. Some people say it's all we have. But we also have the future. And that's what we're preparing for. We live in the present moment in a way, make decisions in the present moment in such a way that we're preparing well for the future. The past is gone, but we've got the present moment, and where the future is going to take us is going to depend on what we do right now. So focus here for the sake both of the present moment and on into the future. And that way you can say you're being prepared.